It's like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride?
He was an innocent bystander, watching his time go by. Mr. Innocent Bystander, doesn't your time fly by? Moody Richard never had a thing to say, but his silence didn't matter anyway, and his problem never really got involved.
And other people have remembered, and they come back to us and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
Shut him up.
We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride.
He was an innocent bystander, watching his time go by. Mr. Innocent Bystander, doesn't your time fly by?
We always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want.
Yes, he's guilty. Guilty. Just an innocent bystander, watching his time go by. Mr. Innocent Bystander, time fly
choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Thank you very much. You've been great. I hope you enjoy it. Nande, you're fantastic. Thank you.
And now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Riding down the highway, yes, my back is getting stiff. 13 cars are piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Now maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain. But we gotta move and we might get sued and it looks like it's gonna rain.
But the storm clouds was already gathering over Europe. All over Europe, storm clouds gathered together over the storm-clouded land. As far as from Elbe to Rhine, the storm clouds gathered, their black shadows racing across a storm-clouded landscape as Europe trembled under new threats of storm clouds. Yes, but the horizon was darkened with gathering storm clouds when it began to rain from storm clouds all over Europe. From Elbe to Rhine, rain. From Trieste to Mlen, rain. From little scrubby cottages in the North Sea to little scrubby cottages in the Dead Sea, storm clouds rained a heavy hail of rain, pelting, falling, dropping, dripping, lashing, whispering, aspirin, all over Europe.
And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor, the rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops.
Hey, cops, Guido. I always hate cops. Yeah, Nick, I hate cops too.
Yeah, me too.
I'll tell you guys what I'm gonna do. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna get even with every rotten cop in this city.
Yeah, me too.
How you gonna do it, Nick? How are you gonna do
you
it?
You know what I'm gonna do?
No, what you gonna do, Nick?
I'm gonna turn in my badge.
Yeah, I'm gonna burn my uniform.
And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a dirty paper using sex to make her sales. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his spine. But we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high.
Quickly, and a second false alarm was turned in at 10:54 a.m. Let me stand out of the way here. The situation is deteriorating rapidly.
Well, there's
it's time, Larry. There's
that report.
Walter, is
certainly
that you?
Nothing
that
happening.
Was me. Yes,
Bill.
Bill is all right.
I'm Walter.
No, you're Walter.
Oh,
Bill, it's Walter.
It's Walter.
Hello.
What happened to Jerry?
Jerry's in Detroit. Can you hear me,
Jerry's
Jerry?
Jerry's here. Yeah. Hello. 10-4.
Yeah, 10-4.
This 21. Is 16705. We have two hippies proceeding down
Route 1, they are in a red Volkswagen. That's V for Victory, O for Oldenburg, L for Louisiana, D for... No, well, we used that last... We used
did
that
you
last
say
week?
Oldsmobile, Doug? Charlie? Did you say they were in an Oldsmobile or a Victory wagon?
Yeah, we 10-4, Roger, by. We have these two individuals traveling in their vehicle down Route 1, as I said before.
Continue following them, Charles, and see if you can purchase from them 14 grams of hashish.
Certainly, Roger over, and certainly...
We only have your hippie hat.
We have the hard and the hippie varieties. We'll wear the hippies as we go into action with these two individuals, Bob. May I say, we only have 1 gram of hash here in the car, so certainly if these hippie-type individuals have 5 or 6, we'll come back to the station house and get you all...
Jim, I think it might be worthwhile here to explain some of the language you're going to be hearing. The acid rock groups, which they will refer to, are musical groups playing psychedelic music. Also, when they speak of Bernice, they are speaking of cocaine. When they speak of Big John, they are, of course, referring to the police.
Hey, John, this is Charlie Red One Eye. We have 6 hippie-type individuals traveling down Route 6. They're traveling in an orange and green school bus with Free Huey painted. I suppose that's a duck.
Huey, this is Dewey. I have an individual here who identifies himself as Abel Baker. Can I have an info on that?
Roger?
No, Abel. Abel.
Where's Roger?
Roger, can you get me?
This is Walter. Certainly nothing here as yet has happened to mar the good taste of this. I think that certainly we have not up to this point used any such offensive words as chink, dago. Frog.
When they are referring to champs, they are really speaking about a drug abuser who won't reveal his supplier even under pressure.
Is that a chink or a champ, Bill? I have trouble understanding between the two since I'm going to have to go out in my... I'm painting a love symbol, you know, on my police vehicle, right? I'm not going to change the black or white or the lights, but I'm just going to put a yin-yang love symbol on it and then go out and purchase 27 grams of marijuana.
It's a swell hobby you got there, Fred.
You want to practice a little bit? You guys want, before we go out on it?
Sure.
Should we run it down a little bit?
Let's do your thing just a bit.
Now, that's a start right out. Let's see. I'd
like to domino.
Right, man. Okay, I walk up to you and I say, hello there, son. Say.
That's George.
Hi, man. Say, would you individuals care to walk over to my vehicle, now facing northwest, going in a southerly direction at the intercourse of Highland and exterior avenues, and there purchase 27 grams of illegal hashish?
How's my Mexican accent, man? I'm going down to the borough to.
Did you learn that accent?
Yeah, man.
The place I did at policeman school.
Yeah, El Burro policeman school,
sure, man.
Sure, man. I'm gonna have to go down into the borough where they live, and
in the burrito.
The burrito.
Use the right word.
You're lucky. You tell me, man, because otherwise they'd have got me with a shliv. Man, they would have...
Shiv.
Oh, Shiva. Shiva.
Sure, like the Indian god, you know?
Yeah,
Shiva.
Right, Shiva. They got me with the Shiva. Well, I've been taking downers now, you know, for... I'm having a deja vu.
You are?
Yeah, man.
Right at this moment?
Right at this moment, I'm having a deja vu.
Far out.
Yeah, man.
Well...
We'll be back to diving for dopers in just a moment, but first...
And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, look outside the window, there's a woman being grabbed. They've dragged her to the bushes and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
picture. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Are killing hogs, twisted children are killing frogs, poor dumb rednecks rolling logs, tired old ladies kissing the dog.
When I came to, someone was licking my face. Nancy.
Okay, Nick, baby. Stop licking me back. I'm not that kind of dog.
I hate the human love of that stinking mud. Compared to what? Come on, baby, now. Just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half of one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the without one nut. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real compared to what. Suck it to me.
Bozos.
Beaner sips.
Berserkers.
Coupon clippers.
Factory workers.
Old folks hiding
in the attics.
Mothers, truckers, dope fanatics.
They're here tonight, I know.
Everybody's here tonight.
Patriotic
Ruski
haters.
Punk platoons
of roller skaters.
Child molesters.
Nuke protesters.
All will go to war.
Hey!
Hey, 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 hey. Are you ready for it, huh? You ready to sacrifice everything for the cause? Because, are you really? You're all smiling now, but will you be smiling, say, 6 months from now? Are you really ready to give up your gas and your precious pocket calculators? We'll see.
No more eating TV dinners.
No more being game show winners.
No more playing craps and faro.
No more driving your Camaro.
Camaro. There'll be no more Camaros.
Watch out for that pillow!
Land the Goshen.
Bozos,
beaners,
sips, berserkers,
aborted, pregnant, welfare shirkers. We're all bozos on this bus. This bus is off to war.
Hey! Oh, yes, yes, yes. You're all cheering now, aren't you? But I wonder if that smile on your face isn't really a Cheshire smile, huh? Paint it on! Yes, I can see your real faces. Yes, yes, I can see some people over there who look like living lover beaters. Yeah. Yes, and there's a whole section of lotus eaters, and in the middle there, a whole bunch of tax form cheaters, huh? But listen carefully to what we have to say.
I met
a
bad fellow
from the Gulag Archipelago. Said the Russian bear was mean.
Let's wipe them off our TV screen.
Let's practice being Soviet shooters.
On our family game computers.
Ruski Pow!
Ruski Pow! Yes, that's right. It's time again to play the wonderful game you can play at home on your own TV screen. Ruski Pow! Let's see what kind of sharpshooters we have out there today. You, young lady, how'd you like to try to stop that Soviet soldier before he stops you, eh? Just say Ruski Pow and let's see if you can get him.
Ruski Pow!
Uh-oh, he's still heading towards the club. Try again.
Ruski Pow!
Hey, we stopped him! You're only playing, folks.
The president is driving us.
Not one of us will make a fuss.
This bus is off to war.
Sunday sleeping nod, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right.
Yes, friends, welcome to Pastor Flash's Hour of Reckoning with Organ Leroy at his organ again. And the 50-voice St. Louis Aquarium Choir. I'm Deacon E.L. Mouse, but dear friends, in these days of modern time, when you can't tell the ACs from the DCs, well, aren't we all yearning for someone who can turn on a little stopping power? Dear friends, I mean a smoky glass. Don't you think I mean a lightning rod with which to chase these spooks away? Don't you know I mean our own pastor, Rod Flash? He's been up for a week, but he's coming down.
They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it. I'm trying to make it real compared to what... Thank you.
They stole my food stamps and sold them to the rats. And I tried to get down to my car for to honk the horn for help, but the snakes is gardening for the cockroaches. I go back upstairs, but the spiders is jammed the police lock. I ain't been inside for a week, and I know that my wife is sleeping with the bees.
Where's that bee and where's that honey? Where's my God and where's my money? Unreal values, a crass distortion. Unwed mothers need abortion. Kind of brings to my old young King Tut.
He did it now, trying to make it real compared to what?
Land of the Pharaohs. Land of the Pharaohs, that sounds great.
All right, here we are in the land of the pharaohs.
Oh, no!
Well, we'll need to talk with the natives. Does anyone here know a little Egyptian?
Bill, come on. You're good at languages. Come on.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
A little Egyptian? Yes, everybody knows I'm mad. Served my every need. Did a grand job on my ankles, too.
Now, hold it right there.
Glad to. Now, I think I'll hold it over here.
Oh, boy, it's nice out, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think you ought to leave it out.
Hey, look, fellas. Fun's fun. Okay, but look, I gotta find a place to stay. It's gonna be night soon. I'm tired.
What's the matter with that dude?
I'm lost, and I want to go to bed.
Oh, my bony boy. In the Estonian mountains, we used to go to sleep leaning up against a windfall. I was but a mere prat then. I'll never forget the time a snake slithered into my wife. I wasn't but knee-high to a merry grasshopper then.
No, look, that's all very interesting, but the sun is going down.
Oh, no, you're all confused. The horizon is moving up.
Hey, listen, come on, you guys, help me, please.
I know. Let's stand him on his head.
Here you go.
Hey, put me down.
Relax. Easy, boy.
Ah, you see? Now it's morning.
Oh,
he's no fun. He fell right over.
Hey, won't somebody please help me?
Easy, my lad. At times of dexterity like this, my wee native compendium, Mohammed, used to pray to the divinities. His little brown froggy body a-quiver at my loins, chanting a stream of ancient Egyptian holograms.
What?
Diaphragm.
No.
I used to date
hieroglyphs, that's it. Do you remember any? Will they help? Anything
yes,
at all?
Of course. Let's see. It was a jackal-headed woman with her eyes kimbo. A king sitting sideways on his throne. A drip with gold, chipped nose uplifted. Nashri. All engraven on a pyramid of massy size, with the body of a lion, paws that refreshes, a tale told by an idiot, and the head of a fox.
The pyramid is opening.
Which one?
The one with the ever-widening hole in it.
I'm saved! I'm going in!
No, don't do that, son! It's dark and dirty in there!
Oh, but Mom!
It's full of bees and spiders! You might poke your eye out when your father comes home!
I'm going in, Mom!
Vacancy. Tom Dean, Leroy Vinegar, Benny Bailey, Eddie Harris.